Joining us right now, we've got Don Heeg and Megan Hughes. First of all, thank you both very much for your time today. Really appreciate it. Megan, you are, give us your official title here.
So I'm the Volunteer Services Manager for Children's Wisconsin.
Okay, how many volunteers does it take to, you know, to, for this place to run like this?
My answer would be infinity.
Good answer.
Currently, we have about, we took a little hit due to COVID, mm-hmm. but we are around 250 on our hospital sites.
Okay. And Don is one of those volunteers. Don, you've been volunteering here literally for decades.
Yes.
Since the 80s. But you've got a very good reason why. Why does Children's mean so much to you and your family?
Well, before I get into that, I want to thank both of you very much for this incredible marathon that you've raised so much money over the years for this wonderful hospital. Our daughter, our oldest, our firstborn, was treated here in 1989.
Okay.
And my wife Julie and I just, because of our experience here, we just fell in love with the hospital and the people here. And we've been volunteering on and off,
right,
in various roles since then.
Yeah. So that, unfortunately, you lost your daughter.
Right.
And she was how old?
She was just over two when that happened. Yeah.
And you and your wife have three other daughters as well.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And about to add a son-in-law. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Saturday.
So what about, so Children's has meant so much to you for obvious reasons from way back in the day. And you've no doubt seen this place grow and you've met so many people here, and I've read some of the comments from people who have met you over the years, and how
they're all good.
You can't read them on the air.
It's impressive that a volunteer, think about this, uh-huh, folks, a volunteer at a place gets written up because he's so good at what he does.
Yeah.
What is it about? Like, what is your role? What do you do here as a volunteer?
Right now, I'm doing two different roles. On Tuesdays, I'm in the intensive care, pediatric intensive care unit, the PICU, both on the cardiac floor and the trauma floor. And we call it holding babies, but especially on the cardiac floor, it's mostly infants.
Yeah.
They spend time here, and they're mostly on their back. And so they don't get a lot of the nurses and the doctors do a fantastic job, but
right,
we'll go in and we'll just hold them, you know, mm-hmm, so they have some contact. We'll read to them. We'll play with them if they're old enough to play.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the parents just need a break, you know, to run down to the cafeteria to get something to eat or to check their voicemail. So we'll do whatever the families need. Yeah.
I also read where when your daughter was being treated here back in the late 80s, that you had noticed there was a little boy room nearby.
Yeah, that's why I'm so glad to be in the PICU, because when Melissa was here for about a week in the PICU, there was a little boy who was in the next room, and we spent as much time as we could here, which is one of the really nice things about Children's is, in the intensive care, the child has their own room.
Right.
The parents can stay there. The bed folds out right in the room. She was born in Dallas, and her first two surgeries were in Dallas, and the facilities were nowhere as nice as what we have here. So this little boy that was next door, we noticed that the whole week we were there, we never saw one visitor. And
wow.
I mentioned it to the nurse who was caring for him. And she said, no, he never. And that just broke my heart, honestly.
Yeah. Right.
And I thought, gosh, if there's ever a chance that I can make a difference. So when I retired, I asked if I could get in the PICU, and Megan let me do it.
Megan, what do you do? Do you hire all of the? Do you bring these mm-hmm. folks on board? What else do you do in terms of coordinating volunteers and whatnot?
Absolutely. So, I have so much respect and pride for our volunteer community, particularly the areas that I serve, which are in the hospital for our volunteers, and they go through so much to become a volunteer at the hospital. The medical requirements that they need, the background checks, the orientations, the training. We really want to make sure that any volunteer that operates within our medical settings has all of the education needed to be successfully supporting these patients and families and our staff.
You said that you took a little bit of a hit during COVID, mm-hmm. okay, for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Are you actively looking? In other words, do people come and sure. look to be volunteers?
So we are always looking for ways that volunteers can support our mission throughout our organization. We have limited opportunities available for the hospital setting, but there are so many other ways that our amazing community can help support Children's Wisconsin's mission.
And where could I find that? If I wanted to be a volunteer, where do I find out everything I need to know?
Yes,
and what
absolutely.
Stops?
So you can go onto the Children's Wisconsin website, and if you type in volunteer, you'll be able to pull up links to opportunities that will direct you to find how you can support our mission.
Okay, so if you can't be a baby holder.
Yes. And there's a lot of excitement over that.
Absolutely. I would love to be a baby holder.
Yeah, yes. I'm sure there's probably a waiting list a mile. Like
I'm
Packer
sure.
tickets. That's right.
Honestly,
yeah.
it is like Packer tickets.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and give us an idea then about what some of the other things that volunteers do.
Yes, absolutely. So we have our volunteers that are operating within the hospital. And then we also have our therapy dog program, where we have therapy dog handlers that train to become a support at bedside to our patients and families. We also have many opportunities outside of the hospital walls, such as Robin's Nest, which is our community resource center for families who have identified as having unmet needs. So we have volunteers who can help to sort and organize things in that location. We also have so many opportunities through Foundation with some of the events that they put on to help raise money for this organization.
Don, getting back to you and volunteering since the late 80s, when you and your wife had your daughter here for treatment, you've clearly heard and seen as a volunteer so many stories. One thing that stood out, I read where you met a woman who lived literally minutes from here
yes,
and
yes.
had never been inside.
Yeah, this is just a few months ago. I was escorting her to her appointment. That's another role that we have here.
Well, right, this place can be overwhelming.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly, with all the construction. So I escort on Thursdays, I escort people. And we were walking, and a nice lady, and she said, you know, I've lived five minutes from here for 30 years, and I've never been here. And I said, that
wow.
is perfect. I said,
yeah.
you've never needed this place, but when you do, it's here.
Yep.
And it's one of the top children's hospitals, yep. obviously, in the country, and it's right here. Yeah.
That's why we need your donations.
Exactly. Why should people donate their money, Don?
There are several reasons. You know, you can look at it as how it could directly affect you. So your child, your grandchild, another family member. But beyond that, what can be better than helping children? And this is a place that focuses on children. You know, I'm sure you've had other people say this, but medically taking care of children is not like taking care of small adults.
Right.
You need a facility that focuses on children, and this is one of the best ones in the country. And to have it right here, if your child gets something very serious, he's very ill, he or she, you don't have to go to Miami. You don't have to go to Seattle. You don't have to go to Boston. Mm-hmm. We have it right here. Now, hopefully you'll never need that, but it's a tremendous community asset. And again, you're helping children, and I can't think of a better thing. And the people here that do that, from the surgeons to the nurses to the PAs to the administrative staff, mm-hmm. everybody's here for that one reason, to focus on children, making children healthy. And that's what's so inspiring about just being in the facility is everybody you see here is here for the same reason.
Right. It's a calling, and it's like a mission. Everybody's on the same mission, essentially. Mm-hmm. And there's a certain look about it. You can tell the people who are super busy and the way they're walking mm-hmm. and the things they're doing. It's important. What's done inside this place is incredibly important on so many levels. And the work that they do here truly is miraculous. We need you to step up and support this hospital, please. Thank you very much for your time, both of you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing.